أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion on this ayah, about which Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that if you want to hear the wasiyah, you want to hear the final bequest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then read these three verses of Surah Al-An'am, ayat number 152, 153 and 154, and you will find that this was the last testament of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we discussed the first aspect of it, Allah tushriku bihi shay'a, that we should not ascribe any partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, be it a human being, even if it be a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot equate him to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And even if it be the insignificant things of this world, be it stones, be it wood, whatever. The second Allah Ta'ala says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and treat your parents with ihsan. In other words, be kind to them in the best of ways. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of deeds? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah, namaz on its time. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter what? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, being kind to your parents. And then he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destruction be upon those, destruction be upon those, destruction be upon those. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, who are those people? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that finds one or two of his parents in old age and yet he does not get Jannah. In other words, he is unable to serve them or he refuses to serve them, and because of that, he is not admitted into Jannah. So many are the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to obligations that we have. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that we have to treat them in a good way. So insofar as being harsh, to harm them, to hurt their feelings, that is absolutely and totally out of the question. But however, when we look at the sentence construction over here, أَحْسِنُوا بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be good to them in the best of ways. In other words, we have to see to their comfort, whether it is physical comfort, whether it is emotional comfort, comfort in any way whatsoever, we have to do it. When we look through the ayahs of the Quran, look at this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah tushriku, that do not ascribe partners bihi shay'a with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wabil walidaini ihsana, Allah ta'ala joined kindness to parents with the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anishkur li wali walidayk. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, be grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat, be grateful to your parents. Be thankful to Allah, be thankful to them. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The decision, the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you'll worship none but Allah, and the decision of Allah Ta'ala is, you will be kind and treat your parents with kindness. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the natural conclusion is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the importance of one not only just fulfilling the haqq and the rights of the parents, but one has to go the mile further in making sure that they are pleased with us, making sure that they are pleased and they are happy and they are comfortable in this material world. وَلَا تَقُتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not kill your children, do not murder your children because of poverty. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah ta'ala says, because of the fear, khashyata imlaq, the fear of poverty. One is that there were those Quraysh in Makkah Mukarrama, in that environment of kufr and idol worship, etc. Some of them were in a state of poverty, and then they would kill their children. The second reason obviously was that they would feel it to be a great disgrace when they got daughters. And there were others that were not in a state of poverty, they were not impoverished, but they had the fear of poverty, and it is because of that that they would bury their daughters alive. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the two different verses, Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke of two different reasons, but Allah ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرُزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, that we sustain you, we nourish you, and we nourish them also. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us a very, very basic fundamental rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sustenance. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of sustenance. And that responsibility of sustenance Allah has placed in each individual, each human, each creation of Allah ta'ala, each living animate thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the sustenance of each person differently. The sustenance of the father will be different from the sustenance of a child. The sustenance from a husband is different from the sustenance of the wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that. فَإِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. No person will die, but he will complete his rizq and he will complete his sustenance in this world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that one should never have the fear of having children, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed their rozi, their sustenance, Allah ta'ala sees to it directly. And then we find in the hadith another very important aspect is, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ تُرْزَقُونَ بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. You people are being given your sustenance sometimes because of the weak amongst you. You have children, sometimes they may not be in the best of physical or mental form, or any other family member. Sometimes because of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in our sustenance and in our rozi. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.